Book 2, Canto 9, The Paradise of the Life Gods, starting page 233. Around him shone a great felicitous day, a luster of some rapturous infinite. It held in the splendor of its golden laugh regions of the heart's happiness set free, intoxicated with the wine of God, immersed in light, perpetually divine. A favorite and intimate of the gods, obeying the divine command to joy, it was the sovereign of its own delight and master of the kingdoms of its force. Assured of the bliss for which all forms were made, unmoved by fear and grief and the shocks of fate, and unalarmed by the breath of fleeting time, and unbesieged by adverse circumstance, it breathed in a sweet, secure, unguarded ease, free from the body's frailty, inviting death, far from the danger zone of stumbling will. It needed not to curb its passionate beats. It needed not to curb its passionate beats, thrilled by the clasp of the warm, satisfied sense, and the swift wonder rush and flame and cry of the life impulse's red magnificent race. It lived in a jewel rhythm of the laughter of God, and lay on the breast of universal love. Immune, the unfettered spirit of delight pastured his gleaming sun herds and moon flocks along the lyric speed of griefless streams, in fragrance of the unearthly asphodel. A silence of felicity wrapped the heavens. A careless radiance smiled upon the heights. A murmur of inarticulate ravishment trembled in the winds and touched the enchanted soil. Incessant in the arms of ecstasy, repeating its sweet involuntary note, a sob of rapture flowed along the hours. Advancing under an arch of glory and peace, traveler on plateau and on musing ridge, as one who sees in the world magician's glass a miracled imagery of soulscapes flee, he traversed scenes of an immortal joy and gazed into abysms of beauty and bliss. Around him was a light of conscious suns, and a brooding gladness of great symbol things. To meet him crowded plains of brilliant calm, mountains and violet valleys of the blessed, deep glens of joy and crooning waterfalls, and woods of quivering purple solitude. Below him lay like gleaming jeweled thoughts, wrapped dreaming cities of Gandharva kings. Across the vibrant secrecies of space, a dim and happy music sweetly stole. Smitten by unseen hands, he heard heart close, the harp's cry of the heavenly minstrels pass, and voices of unearthly melody chanted the glory of eternal love in the white-blue moonbeam air of paradise. A summit and core of all that marvelous world, apart stood high Elysian nameless hills, burning like sunsets in a trance of eve. As if to some new unsearched profundity, into a joyful stillness plunged their base. Their slopes through a hurry of laughter and voices sank, crossed by a throng of singing rivulets, adoring blue heaven with their happy hymn, down into woods of shadowy secrecy, lifted into wide, voiceless mystery, their peaks climb towards a greatness beyond life. The shining Edens of the vital gods received him in their deathless harmonies.